F-O-U-N-T-A-I-N, pence, because they're there. The most famous three words in mountaineering spoken to a New York Times reporter by George Mallory, who scaled Everest in 1923, can be applied to almost anything that tries to justify engagement with a sensibility. George Mallory was trying to frame words around the most indescribable of emotions, passion. But the finer things in life do not need a defense. A fountain pen, not as complex as a car or a watch or even a wine, is a citizen of the land of finer things, though certainly more easily accessed. In this hurried, increasingly impersonal world of abbreviated text messages and chewed up ballpoint pens, a fountain pen, just the sight of one, takes us back to the age of elegance. Making one a part of your day-to-day existence is another thing altogether. Defenders of fountain pens will point out that they are eco-friendly. They improve your handwriting. See your last blog on fountain pen myths. They will bring about world peace, but the simple truth is, they are beautiful. A finely engineered nib pressing into creamy paper, releasing a flow of dense, silken ink, does indeed alter your writing experience. Engaging with a superbly crafted instrument, intelligently designed, is a joy all by itself. There is a reason so many fountain pens of varying designs are produced every year. There is a reason some fountain pen names have become mighty icons. They are works of art, mediums of considered thought and a refined way of living. Only geeks do it. Try telling that to James Bond. Somebody recently said nobody ever saved a text message for 20 years. Consider that. Put down your smartphone and pick up a notepad instead, something with gorgeous paper, and experience the transformation in you and your day. Do it because the good life is there.